Welcome, everyone. This is Sasha, sashatalks.com. Today, we're going to explore the whole world of journaling. Journaling has become somewhat of a trend in activity, more so an interest that is more often talked about in social circles, in our social culture. Some people take it on as part of their self-development. Other people may engage in their professional development. Before I deep dive, I have a few announcements to make. Housekeeping. Check out sashatalks.com. There have been new articles that have been featuring different professionals, speakers, writers, different content that covers business, lifestyle. If you are a literary nerd, you could go to Authors by Sasha. You could check out stylemysoul.com if you're looking for some lifestyle insight. And if you want to participate in any of the activities, check out the top buttons on the homepage and on the contact page. Keep in mind that all content presented adheres to the terms of service and disclaimers as Sasha talks. So, what is journaling? Journaling is a practice of writing down your thoughts, your feelings, your experiences. Some people do it on paper. Other people journal digitally, whether it is on their blog, it might be public, it might be on a private space where people have access, but it is exclusive. Journaling can be done in a private setting where it is only for your consumption. And one of the things that it helps you do is reflect upon your internal mental health, your emotional health, your daily life. Some people use it as a tool to help with reflection, expressing themselves. And one of the things from experience that I could speak on, because journaling is also a part of my life, is as you engage and immerse yourself in this daily activity, for me, it is daily, you also get to embrace different aspects of self-discovery, things that you recognize about yourself, things that you may have not ever known. You get to come across your blind spots. You get to celebrate your virtues, or in other people's case, it would be strengths. Then you discover there are opportunities of growth where we could do better. Now, strengths and weaknesses is a sensitive topic because everybody wants to be great at everything, and I don't think that is a healthy or realistic approach because of how society conditions people to think you have to be great at everything, or there has to be a guarantee that you will excel at that goal, or why bother trying? Those are side conversations that we could revisit later in time. One of the things that journaling does offer is it grants you a space to process your emotions, craft goals, and also navigate through your day-to-day life where you could embrace clarity. And in order to embrace clarity, it doesn't mean that you have to be confused beforehand, but there are many different ways and different reasons that people journal. I know people in business that journal, and there are different types of journaling that I will get into. But the core concept of journaling is that you're writing down your thought, your feeling, you're typing them up, however you communicate it. Some people may take it a step further, and this would be more under creative journaling, where they are expressing themselves through art. They might be painting. It doesn't matter what tools you use to journal. Some people may resort to a pen, a pencil, or colored tools. It could be as far as crayons. Everybody journals in their own manner if they choose to partake in the activity. Now, journaling does have a few benefits. There are a multitude of benefits depending on whom you engage that is journaling. Some people have been doing it since childhood. Other people take it on when they go through a significant life event, or they become inspired to try it out because somebody else recommended it. But the best type of recommendations are the ones where you are a willing participant. So you can be open enough emotionally, mentally, and possibly physically to give an idea a try. One of the benefits of journaling has to do with strengthening your self-discipline. This comes down to time management, creating a time and place to cultivate a ritual where I will sit down at a certain time and place, or you could be standing up. Or maybe you might be journaling in a audio version. We'll revisit that. With time management, you're giving yourself priority to create bandwidth so you can focus on yourself. You create a ritual and then you adhere to it. Some people journal every day. Some people journal only when they're inspired. Some people may journal once a week. However they do it, it is recommended that you find a time, place that works for you. Even after engaging with many writers and many authors over the last 16 years, especially through the realm of Sasha Talks, one thing that all of them had in common was they had their own ritual that worked for them based off their personality, their work ethic. Their body rhythm. Some people journal way early in the morning. Some people do it before going to bed. Other people might do it randomly whenever they come across an opportunity. It varies. There is no formula, but you are to come up with your formula that works. So time management. And that is a very good activity that will help you refine your time management skills because the time is valuable based off how you invest. Next, you're creating a bandwidth in your mind. You're giving yourself an opportunity to be creative. You're allowing thoughts and feelings to flow. In most cases, when you're expressing yourself in writing, it also softens the burden that you're carrying, the metaphorical burden. It increases the chances of relaxation. It also provides an avenue for you to embrace clarity. Now, self-discipline also works like a muscle. The more you work out, over time, you develop that muscle. It's not a one-time thing. Self-discipline is a culmination of many micro decisions you make every day that add up to either good outcomes, positive side effects, or there are going to be questionable side effects where you have to go back to the drawing board and figure out what isn't working, what can be done better. And keep in mind, this is not about right or wrong. This is about self-development, self-improvement. And in order to improve, we also have to do this dance with discipline. And I have to reference one of the psychologists, Daniel Goldstein. He has spoken about discipline and the relationship with discipline. You don't want to treat it as a one-time event. It is part of a lifestyle. When you develop self-discipline in one part of your life, eventually, for most people, it starts impacting other parts of your life. It has a snowball effect. I'm yet to meet one person that was so self-disciplined in one area and then they were completely 180 degrees in the other. There is some variation in the discipline, but you can't take it for granted that you're going to endure an umbrella effect. You have to engage in it. It's not posturing a certain action that makes you appear disciplined. It is a mindset. It is a commitment. And just like that commitment with journaling can help you because the more disciplined you are, discipline equates to freedom. The other benefit of journaling has to do with improving your communication skills. Because communication is a very critical variable in any type of relationship you coexist in, whether it is in a business environment with your coworkers, with your clients, with your vendors, with society, with your family, your social life, acquaintanceship. Most people who are blessed of sound mind and health are able to communicate. And there are many different ways to communicate, whether it is through writing, on the phone, speaking. One thing that people have to pay attention to is writing is also related to speaking. Very early on, probably in the first 2 or 3rd year of Sasha Talks, I had a guest that I interviewed. She was a speaker, but she also wrote. And she told me, you have to decide, are you a speaker who writes or a writer who speaks? Very wise word. And I have lived through the seasons where I felt I was on the fence. Because I did both. And then there were some seasons where I was a speaker who wrote. Other times I've been a writer who speaks. But journaling, this is the opportunity for you to not only articulate your thoughts that come out on paper, at the same time, it is a good writing activity that could help you refine how you communicate with yourself and people around you. One type of writing that people often overlook is when you write for yourself. Some people adhere to the same type of decorum and respect as they're writing for an audience. Other people are a bit more nonchalant, perhaps laid back. But if you hold yourself accountable with the discipline, by proxy, you're not only journaling, you're also developing a healthy habit to enhance your writing skills. Now, writing also gives us a glimpse of how we think. And when we're reading somebody else's writing, it gives us a glimpse into how they think. How well can we articulate our thoughts? Some ideas are easier to articulate for people versus new concepts or foreign concepts. Some things are very obtuse and you cannot just define it in word, but you could still go about describing it in writing. Now, you might be wondering, you told us what journaling is, but what am I supposed to write about? Some people journal their emotions, things that happen to them in their day-to-day life, and how they reacted to it. They might be just sharing with a piece of paper what happened and what they feel and why they feel that way. It could be from something celebratory to grieving to mourning to questioning life around you. It could be offloading some anxiety. Some people may adhere to journaling as a form of helping them cope with anger management. Other people may be exploring their fears. Whatever emotion is brewing, you could journal. In most cases, people are able to walk away feeling better. I cannot speak on the person who's journaling. You could journal your thoughts. What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What are your plans? There are those who journal as a form of goal actualization. They come up with a list of things that they're working on, whether it would be for the day, the week, the month, the year. It might be goal actualization for a vision. And to tighten up that vision, I would recommend to come up with milestones in terms of time to know whether you're tracking your progress and how you're doing. Other people journal for coming up with ideas and brainstorming. I know creative salespeople who come up with a pipeline of ideas. And they work it every day. They have their cadence and it works for them. You decide what you want to journal. Some people might be very big on creating and they might be singers or writers or poets and artists. One person might be journaling song lyrics that we haven't heard on the radio yet. Another person might be journaling a speech that they're planning to give. Excuse me, you don't know. I leave that to your imagination. And as mentioned earlier, consistent journaling can improve your communication skills, not only with yourself, because think about it. In our mind, we have our monologues running. Are you speaking positively? Are you speaking negatively? Are you giving life to doubt? How you communicate within yourself and with yourself also impacts how you communicate with life around you. There's plenty of food for thought and reflection there. Another great reason to journal would be you get to track progress of your goals. It is often talked about, but it is also true from my observation and experience. Those who write down their goals are more likely to achieve them. It could be for the day, they could be annual goals, they could be quarterly goals. Whatever the goal is, you are more likely to achieve it. It's similar to coming, this is a very overly simplistic example. If you come up with a list of grocery items that you need to go shop and purchase, likely in a day or a week. You're not coming up with a grocery list for a year from now. And if you are, I don't know what you do. You gotta write down everything you need. Chances are high that you will remember to pick up all the items that you need, unless you change your mind that you no longer need it. Now, if you don't write down the list of things that you need to buy, it doesn't matter if it's three items. Most people could remember three items, but you are not going to get visually distracted if you have it written down or 15 items. You will most likely remember to pick up all of them. And when I use the word remember, it's not meant to trigger anyone that they have a poor memory. But we are human, and there are times when we don't have something in front of us, it's easier to get distracted. Life happens. It happens to the best of the people out there. Journaling also acts as a system to track your progress. You're going to know whether you're moving forward with the goal, or are you regressing, or are you in a period of stagnation? You could go back to your journal and revisit parts of your journal to understand what is going on and what can be modified in order to help you move along in terms of behavior modification. Are you doing something that you're overlooking? Because we all have blind spots. And the thing about journaling is that at times when we revisit certain parts of it, there's a sense of objectivity. So look at it as a tracking system for you that is there to help you. This is not about shaming yourself for something that is not panning out. This is about refining and leveling up your quality of life. And as I mentioned, with the tracking, you will know whether you are hitting your milestones. And speaking on milestones and goals, I encourage people to have a means to reward yourself when you hit those milestones. Don't put so much pressure on yourself that you're waiting to complete the entire goal, given it is a goal that takes some period of time and it's not going to be something that gets done in an hour or a day, to reward yourself because it will feed the fuel that will keep you going, working towards the next milestone. Here's a big one. Journaling can improve emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is when you have the ability to understand, to apply, and manage your own emotion. One thing, those that have emotional intelligence are better at emotional regulation, better at self-regulation most of the time. They're able to recognize and influence the emotions of others. The opposite of emotional intelligence would be people who cannot regulate their emotions. They're hysterical, hysteria, mania, 365, 24/7. With the EI, you get to learn how to articulate your thoughts and emotions into words, which can leave a more powerful impact. One of the ways of doing it is through writing. A form of writing would be journaling. This benefits people in general, whether you're writers, creators, singers, regardless of your occupation, anyone that is in need of an outlet, this is a recommended activity. There are many activities out there for consideration. So I'm not saying journaling should be number one or that journaling should be ignored. It is something up for consideration. Another thing is it could provide clarity. And clarity is freedom from walking around with confusion, from dealing with ambiguity, doubts. Clarity aligns with being concise, precise, having an idea what direction your compass is pointing at. It could reduce anxiety and confusion. Some people are visual creatures. They're better at writing and then reading their own writing to understand what is going on. Sometimes we need to see it in order to understand. Everybody has a different learning mechanism, a different way of processing information, and a different way of healing. Journaling can be a healing tool, and there are many people who have written on that and have spoken on that because journaling improves your focus. It helps you assess your emotional regulation, develop your cognitive skills, and one of the positive side effects can be that your health improves. Because when you carry on the burdens of the world, metaphorically, and pile that on with pounds of emotional distress, that is a lot of baggage. It is a lot of metaphorical baggage, but it eventually becomes physical baggage. In how you take care of yourself, it impacts your self-care. And when your self-care starts going down, it's only a matter of time. Those around you get impacted by your condition. They may not get impacted directly, but indirectly, they get impacted. Now, one of the forms of journaling that I started out a little bit over 9 years ago, and it ran parallel to when I did one of my very first formal speaking tours that was solely for North America at that time. I talked about the gratitude journal. I did not subject myself to X amount of things to write on when it came to gratitude. I gave myself the grace to write as much as I can to be grateful for every day. And it turned into a remarkable discovery of things. And not only did it provide healing, because with the gratitude, I challenged myself in that season of life to come up with one thing, person, or event that I should forgive. And I've given talks on forgiveness. And in the recent days, I crossed paths with a former client of mine, and I thought maybe I'll give a talk on forgiveness. Fast forward, so many years have passed from a fresh perspective, but a gratitude journal. It could definitely shift your outlook on life. It could shift your outlook on how you look at your life. Sometimes people forget how much they have, and the cup is more than half full. And when your cup is more than half full and you recognize it, it may also help you to pour into other people's cup. Because often people look at it as, once I get what I want, then I might engage and help other people in life. A gratitude journal has been great. It has changed many things in my path along the way. And I believe if I had not done that, there would have been a certain part of my self-development that I would have not discovered. And journaling is agnostic. Men could do it, women can do it, kids can do it, the elderly can do it. It is inclusive of people of all walks of life. This is not a cultural activity. In some cultures, it may be, but it is a universal activity. Another thing you could use journaling for is goal actualization. There is a SMART method, SMART. So the S is for specific. Be specific of your goal. M is for measurable. Make sure you could quantify it and then measure it. Make sure that your goal A is achievable. It is realistic and achievable. It doesn't mean that if you want to climb a mountain, that is achievable. Is it also measurable? That I ask you. Make sure that it is relevant. By relevant in this context, it means, is your goal really worth it? Is it really worth it for you to go achieve it? And now you're not doing it for some frivolous reason. Is it worth your time, effort, resources, your blood, sweat, and tears? And is it time bound? Meaning, does it have milestones where you measure? Is it a certain type of goal that can be measured by time? An example would be a student going to college. Let's say they're working on a 4-year degree. They know that by the 4th year, upon its completion, they will have that degree if they take all the necessary steps to achieve that goal. But say you have a health and wellness goal and you're running a marathon and you're giving yourself 4 or 5 months to train. You know that by each particular month, you have set aside a goal that you should be able to run X amount of miles. So by the time the marathon comes, which is 26 miles, you'll be able to comfortably navigate that goal. Now, here are a few different types of journaling formats and types of journals. There are the bullet journals where you write down a list of things and you decide what the topic is. It could be just the nature of your day. Then there are transfer journals where people take notes wherever they can and then they transfer those ideas into a proper journal. Example would be if you go to a college lecture, you're taking notes. And then you will transfer them into a more proper, it could be a notebook or a journal. Now, keep in mind a journal can be any type of bound papers in the hard copy, or it could be electronic online. I'm going to go into the electronic version shortly. A gratitude journal. You're saying thank you to the universe for the things that you recognize and identify in your living experience. Some people do it 5 things that they're grateful for every day because it is manageable, measurable, and they know that they will be able to adhere to the activity on a consistent cadence. Then there's the 5 W's, who, what, when, where, how. Some people keep a dream journal because they dream a lot and they like to explore their spirituality through that. One of the things that you could explore is spirituality. Then there are those who travel. They keep a travel journal wherever they go. And the travel doesn't necessarily have to be by plane or to a foreign exotic location. It could be anything that you consider to be traveling. Next would be nature. For those who are outdoors people, Whatever outdoor activities you do, you immerse that back into your nature journal. Fitness journals do exist. I was introduced to them many, many years ago. And whether it is collaborative, where you belong to a fitness group, a fitness community, or you just do a solo fitness journal. One journal I don't want to forget about is a photo journal. Well, growing up, I've had friends who kept photo journals, and it was the pictures did the speaking. And these pictures, either they were collages of pictures out there that inspired them, and then there were those who kept photo journals of their own life journey. So they were personalized to what they love. Now, here are a few examples of digital journaling tools. I will read a few of those names. Maybe you have heard of it. GoodNotes. GoodNotes is excellent for handwritten entries and integrating other digital tools. Memento. There you get to integrate your journaling with social media, and it offers you a very detailed journaling experience. Dailyo. Daylio. That one is ideal for tracking your emotions. That one I have not looked into, but I've heard about it. It was recommended to me. The 5-minute journal I've heard of. It's a very popular option. It is a derivative of the type of gratitude journaling that Oprah used to talk about when it came out. Then there are apps that you don't have to go on the website to do it. Example of a journaling app would be Day One. One of the journals that I came across in the market that has become very much more in demand and popular, especially in the last few years, is the affirmation journals, the ones that help you focus on positive self-development and personal growth. Where does all of this take you? You tap into your inner thoughts, your emotions, your physical health, your day-to-day rituals, your schedules, your obligations, your relationships, people who you love, people who you coexist with, your dreams, your goals, your failures, your lessons, your strengths, your blind spots. You navigate through life 365, 24/7. There is so much that you can explore. And I know it could be very overwhelming to digest a topic like this because you might want to journal, but then you go, I don't know where to begin. My recommendation is keep it simple. When you begin, and also when I began, I didn't have an outline. Remember, you're not there trying to sell yourself to anybody. You're there to help yourself. Start writing whatever comes through your mind, whatever is sitting, tapping, nudging you in your heart. And that will dictate the pace of your journaling and it will evolve. Your perspective may evolve, and that's a beautiful thing. Change is not a bad thing, but change is also part of growth. You are interested in growing for the better. You're going to notice that you engage in certain behaviors that you like, and then you may discover that you engage in certain behaviors under different circumstances. It's a form of self-discovery. It's not about shaming. It's not about, I could have done better. We're not there to breed regrets. We're there to celebrate life, celebrate yourself. On a good day, on a bad day, celebrate those lessons learned because it all adds up to who you are today and everything you've gone through. So if you want to journal, I would say give it a shot. You have nothing to lose. I gave it a shot many, many, many years ago, and it has served me well. Of course, the type of journals that I engage in have evolved. My perspective on different aspects of life, I've become, I would say, a better Samaritan in society, more self-aware, and it's an ongoing journey. Now, if you have any recommendations or want to share your insights for journaling, go to sashatalks.com, click on the contact page, and drop a hello. And if you happen to be someone who does journal and you want to share that with a more broader audience of readers, you could go to stylemysoul.com. I'm doing an open call on behalf of Style My Soul at the moment. If you have anything to share, click on the Write For Us page and share your testimony. Keep in mind that your contribution will need to adhere to the rules of that platform. Until next time, be good, be safe, and be blessed.